Welcome. After a week off, we're on our third shiur on Gid HaNasha, in part because we were off a week, and in part because what I want to start with this week builds on what we ended last year. Let's review really where we ended last year, especially since some of you weren't here. If you have the new fancy Minchas Chinuch, we're in on page Tes Zayin on the right hand column. Page Tes Zayin on the right hand column, and we were focused on, and what I want to review before going forward is the paragraph that begins Va'ayin Kreisiu Plesi. Everyone have that? Va'ayin Kreisiu Plesi, page Tes Zayin. This is the review. We're going to review what we ended off with last week because it'll be, we need to know it in order to move weiter today. So he quotes the Kreisiu Plesi. The Kreisiu Plesi, as you may recall, is Rabbi Yonatan Eibschitz. And Rabbi Yonatan Eibschitz had the following discussion in Chiddush. The bigger issue which we had discussed last week was Ben Pakua. The Ben Pakua is a fascinating halachic phenomenon. What if you shecht an animal and it turns out that the animal was pregnant? So there's two possibilities. One possibility is that as a result of you shechting the mother, you find a dead baby, you know, because of, you know, depending on its own strength and how quickly you got to it, the loss of the life source of the mother, the baby itself could die. Or if possible, again, I don't know how realistic this is medically or scientifically, but at least certainly in the world of halacha, it's very realistic, and the Rishonim discuss with equal concentration what happens if the baby's alive. And the chiddush is an unbelievable chiddush. We assume that even if the baby's alive, the baby could become a grown-up and a senior citizen cow too, 10 years later, the baby does not need shechita. You could shoot the baby with a gun. It doesn't matter. That's the halacha of Ben Pakua, that the shechita of the mother. Now, what exactly shechita of the mother did, we ended the last year with. Again, I'm not going to chazer now. If you want, it's on the videotape or the audio tape. That's not relevant for it. We saw the big Chakira Nachronim, Rav Chanan, and others. Rav Soloveitchik has a piece about this. Rav Chaim, what does it mean? Does it mean that Ben Pakua is a halacha, that the shechita of the mother matters the baby without shechita? It's a special hetter. Not every animal in the world needs shechita. Only 99%. And maybe this one doesn't. Or maybe something even more fascinating. Maybe we view it halachically as if the shechita of the mother counts for the child. And the Minchas Chinuch, or at least the Kreisiu Plesi, as it's quoted here in this paragraph, seems to assume that because he discusses the following. We're getting there. First of all, you know, it's just good to know a little Torah. Beyond Gid HaNasha. No, but that's, it's a good question. And it's a good question, and the real answer is as follows. We discussed last week in the Ben Pakua, which whatever Yehemashi, hey, this lumdus, that lumdus, but you got the Ben Pakua here. What about, do you assume that the only special halacha is doesn't need shechita, but everything else is Hilchos Kashrus 101? Or do you say we're dealing with something from the Twilight Zone and everything is different? That's a three-way machlokas rishonim. But maybe that is reflective at the simon that everything is different. Or many things, not everything, because everyone agrees that the dam of the Ben Pakua is usher. But the rishonim discussed, this is what we discussed last week, the rishonim discussed the chelev of the Ben Pakua and the Gid HaNasha of the Ben Pakua.
Why? It just says it didn't.
So that's what we discussed. Again, it's all available online. That's the shir we discussed last week. The three-way machlokas rishonim, do you say it's all mutter, do you say it's all usur, meaning chelev and Gid HaNasha, or do you say one and not the other? Happens to be that the Rambam shita is that they're both usur. Yes. Should have just asked
the right. On the
you remember. Right. Very good. The Rambam held that they're both usur. Namely, that the only halacha that's unique is no shechita, but everything else, it's pretty much normal. Okay, that's all you need to know for the purpose of tonight. So in light of that, Kuptais the Kreisiu Plesi, and said as follows. That's only true for the Gid HaNasha, or for the Chelev, that existed at the moment that we plucked that baby out of its mother's womb. But the baby could be another year, 2 years, 3 years living, and it's going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And Mestama, as it grows bigger, it's going to get more muscle, and more fat, and more Chelev. And as its legs and its hindquarters grow bigger and bigger, the Gid HaNasha will mamela, as whatever the ratio is, grow bigger. Says the Kreisiu Plesi, Mistama, the only thing, even according to the Rambam, that's usur, is that which it had, if you take a snapshot, at the moment it was born. That's when the Rambam says it's Chelev is usur, it's Gid HaNasha is usur. But after that, anything that grows after that, if you will, it's like dead man walking. According to the Rambam, even though this animal is alive for who knows how many more years, it has the status of a behemah shchuta. So it's as if it's growing, you know, new chelev and new gidanosha after death, or more importantly, if you get death, after shchita. And after shchita, everything's mutter. Shchita matters. And therefore, it does not have, the chelev does not have din chelev, it has din basar. The gidanosha doesn't have din, well, we can see it inside. It's only usher when it was grow. I'll give you, we'll draw a picture.
I'm always looking for excuses to draw. So here's our little animal. This is at stage A, and he'll be at stage B. Here's our little animal. Okay, and we're, for us, for our purposes, we'll just talk about Gidanusha. This is right when it comes out as a mother. Wow, Ben Pakua, call the Talmidim over, take the pictures, call National Geographic, what a phenomenon. Ben Pakua. And there's this little Gidanusha right here. And just for the purpose of scale, we'll call it 1 inch. You know? Of Ben Pakua. So some Rishonim hold to get a Nasha's mother. And just like does the Shechita, all bets are off, Twilight Zone, it's a new Birya, it's get a Nasha's mother. The Rambam holds that they get a Nasha's Asr. And that's what we're assuming now. But now, here is day of birth, and here is 5 years later. Now, little, anyone give a name? Johnny.
BK.
Let's call him Yonatan. Yoni. Now grown up to be a big boy. Now it's this big. Ooh. So big. And now, to get a nausea, is yay big. And let's just call it 1.5 inches for our model. All right, we're doing it in a red. Let's be consistent. Says the crazy Uplasi. Even the Rambam holds that this was Usur. He holds that just the first inch. But everything that grew afterwards is Mutter. Because that is growing on a Behemah Shchuta.
We say Yesh Brera that you know which part is that?
Oh, so, well, I don't think Brera is the way you. I'm not sure how this relates to Brera.
Which part of it? Which part?
They don't quote it. Let me put it this way. It's not quoted. I'm not sure why, but they don't quote it.
So, when can something grow on a Behemah Shchuta? Dead.
We're obviously in the twilight zone. This animal's been plying my field for 3 years. It ain't dead. But it's shchuta. It's that's why I said it's a twilight zone type thing.
So if it can't become a treifa. If it's like you check that.
I don't know. Let's aim lechabel chedusha. Don't start throwing me things from left field. I'm going to tell you I don't know. So there's no point in throwing them at me. We only have three things on our table, which is enough. Dam, chelev, giranosha. So you know, let's take a look. Take a look. In the middle of that paragraph, well, I take it back. Let's first look at the second line. The last word of the second line. Mikomokom, even according to the Rambam, that Dafka Chelbo Shaya Oz Beshashchita. This little inch over here that was Usur. But anything else that grows afterwards, he says, would be Mutter. Take a look, two lines below. Kevda Kalpon and Moda HaRambam de Guf HaBen Pakua Nitar Beshchita Sa'im. The actual animal is Mutter from the shita of the mother, v'have a kishachot. It's walking around for years, but it's got a din of shachot. And Cain, excuse me, chelav shegida l'charkach mishiyasa la'avir olam. Any new chelav that's growing, kaven sheshor shachot lefanecha. As I called it, a dead man walking. You have a walking shor shachot. Nevertheless, ein a chelav shegida l'charkach nesar the lav chelav shor chayhu. Kaven duka shachot. It's got a din of shachot. So ad kan the crazy place. See, so says the Menchas Chinuch. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Near the gamlin and gid hadin kain. So too, the same halacha should be true about gid hanasha. Okay. Now, skip down to the four lines from the bottom of that paragraph. Vim kain. Lefiza, according to now this Yisod, b'sholil shenishchata imo v'achachach neskata v'holach, you have the Ben Pakur's little baby that was miraculously saved and now is living and breathing and plowing my field for 2 years later. Ein ochayv al kezayis gid. And you eat a kezayis of that gid anosha, says the Mechaschim, you're not going to become chayiv. Ki yesh bo heter Mashini Tosef. Because Mistama from that Kezias is not a full Kezias of Isser. Some of that Kezias is from the extra half an inch that it's grown. Unless you would know, unless somehow you could figure out, and I don't know how you could, unless somehow you could figure out that no, the Kezias I ate was Dafka from beforehand. Take a look at the next page, Oschas. That's not, he's not discussing that here, but he will get to that. Okay?
He
thinks what they're about him? I don't know.
You're allowed to eat a pachas mikashir on Yom Kippur because
No. First of all, well, maybe me, right? So that depends on how you understand. So that's Oschas. That's Oschas. You ask the same thing as Hillel. That's Oschas. About whether you say Bechdei Achilas Pras and Chazilas Terufei and Chassi Shir, do you say those things and get an Asher in general? Is a Shaila and Oschas. If we have time, we'll get to it. I don't mean we're going to do all of this, but I mean I was going to skip to that. Yeah.
2 years later, if it gets shot, the animal,
chomp away. As far as I know, that's a good question. It's a good question. I'm not sure. It's a good question. But it sounds like all bets are off. It sounds like all bets are off.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Call the papers. Yeah. Very. That's why I called it a Twilight Zone. Good. So it's a chiddush. You're absorbing it. You got it? Now. That's based on that. Now comes the minchas chinuch. Now this is all new. Now he asked the kasha. He asked the kasha on this chiddush. That now, maybe you'll say, since it's not going to be a kazayis of the new, of the old, maybe it should be mutter. Fract the minchas chinuch next paragraph. The lomar, maybe you should say, the b'chol rega sheni tosef, every minute of its little life, you know, every other week it goes and the mommy, they make the thing on the wall, you know, how tall he is at the end of every week. Oh, it's growing, good boy, it's growing. Every little bit, sheni tosef. Botel begid hakodem. Maybe we should say it's botel. Even though here he said, ooh, maybe it should be mutter, because all the new stuff is mutter. It's a crazy place who said everything after the first bit is mutter. Now says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe it shouldn't be so mutter. Every little bit, you know, this half didn't come at once, it was incremental. Every chati, every fraction, each time, snapshot in time, there's 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, each time there's a 1 point. Say it's butel to the one. And now instead of having one of Isser, I have 1.1 of Isser, plus another 0.1, mevatel that, now I have 1.2 of Isser. That's the Shiloh. Why, the crazy place he seems to assume that we don't say it. Why don't we say that every little bit that's growing is butel to whatever existed beforehand? And we all know, it'd be true even for human, but kavachomer, animals are born pretty big size. So there's no way that it's somehow going to grow at a way that would avoid bittul. It's obviously always going to be dwarfed by whatever amount of gedanusha or chelev existed when it was born. So frektim and chaschino, why don't we say bittul? And before you start worrying about a svara, maybe it's ridiculous, he says, I have a raya for you. What's the raya? Kimavur betosus baba kama samach tasamar aleph. Divar maslo kolanik nilkat. Da hagedilim acharkach bitlu mina Torah ayin sham. Anyone? A Bucky and Shas? Baba Kama Samach Tes?
Not yet.
Okay, the Daf Yomi. I'll give you a heads up. You'll be able to wow your Rebbe if you're going to Daf Yomi, sure. So the Gemara there on Samach Tes is a very famous Gemara. It's known as the Tznuin Gemara. This is like, think of the biggest tzaddik you know. This is like maybe about them. The Gemara discusses the following Shaila. Let's say you have produce, which you are having in your backyard or on the roof or in the front yard, that's drying out. So some of the produce may be mutter, some of the produce may have isurim. Maybe you haven't taken meiser yet, it's tevel. Maybe you took meiser rishon, you didn't take meiser sheni yet. Maybe it's netaravai, maybe it's arla. All sorts of things out there. So the Gemara discusses, do I have to worry that while I'm having my shluf gezunt at night, robbers are going to come and steal my produce, and they're not going to know that it's machalos asuros, that I can't eat it. Maybe they'll eat it. Do I have to worry that I'm being machshil them in machalos usuros. So one opinion holds, what are you, out of your mind? You're going to come to my house and steal, and I should worry? By the way, when you take the cookies, you should know that it's a good hechsher. You don't want to be over on my whole service? I got a better idea for you. Don't steal! It's crazy. That's Mikra Din. That's how we paskin. Then the Gemara adds a nuance. Well, maybe that idea, that Bryce that talks about this, is talking about Shemitah. Because the Shemitah is all hefker. So maybe in Shemitah I have a chiv to be mitzayin what, you know, because there would be confusion maybe. But then the Gemara quotes the Tznuin. The Tznuin were such tzaddikim, hence the name, the Tznuin. But even though it seems to be almost masochistic, they were worried about the Ganavim. But what did they do? So the Gemara says that they were mechulel al hama'os. What they would do, and this is a part of the discussion of the Gemara, do they do it in prospectively or retrospectively? This is already getting more complicated. You'll have to work on this in the Daf Yomi. But the Gemara talks about they, in some form, what you can do with, not all, but with some, like Netaravai, I think that Netaravai, it's the fourth year, you're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim. You can be mechal that, you can be poda that on money, taking the kedusha out of the produce, and you have to bring the money to Yerushalayim. So they, the Gemara talks about how they would be mechal al hamaos, some of the produce, and not the ravai, so that the ganavim wouldn't be over. In that context, the discussion there, both in the Gemara and then in this Tosus asks, why couldn't they just be mechal al not particular produce? Make the whole field. The whole field. Everything at once. Everything at once should be mechulel, not parcels or piecemeal. And the Gemara, and the Tosas there in that discussion mentions that even if they made everything, let's say stuff was still growing, but you have a Netzer Ravai tree. You have a Netzer Ravai tree. So the things that grow after when they made this statement of being mechulel everything, that's after the fact. Maybe those are not going to be included in my statement. Maybe in my statement is only whatever's growing now, but something that grew tomorrow is not going to be included. So in that context, the Tosfos says, at least on a Daraisa level, Hagadilim, that which grows acharkach, after the Tznuin did this tremendous act of Tzidkus, Bidlum in the Torah, at least me Daraisa taka, it's batel. Every little bit that grew, it's bottled to the size of the peach or the pomegranate, whatever it was, that was existing the day before. So says Minchas Chinuch, in essence, L'moshe Hamad Avadoma, Tzioni. Every little bit that it grows and its git is growing, it should be bottled to the bigger primary git, which according to the Rambam was also when it was born. Apparently Tosfos disagrees with you. That's his point. Tosfos holds at least midaraisa the bittul l'shayich there. Says Minchas Chinuch, it's similar to my case. That's his kasha. Right? There's got to be an answer, right? There's got to be an answer. What's the answer?
We don't say that. Maybe it's the opposite case. But for example, you know, you walk with a lion through a field. You know, you walk through a field. It says if you in that period of time, if it grows a certain amount of time, you know, a certain amount, it could create an, you know,
it's 1 to 200. Kalim is 1 to 200. At least Kalim Karim is 1 to 200. I think
so. If
regular.
You didn't have the shear when you started, but by the time you got through the field, it had grown or something like that. In other words,
so I'm not sure that's an identical, but you may be on the right track. You may be. So what would differentiate your case from this one? Don't just tell me it's not true there. Oh, what? So what do you mean by that?
Well, by flying, you're saying it's the Bechumra.
That's exactly good. So that your tally is mechaven to the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is going to say Yisod that Bittul only applies to take Isser and nullify it, to take away the Isser. But you don't make Heter into Isser. Now, why that should be, he doesn't tell you. And when we finish this, I'll tell you an Or Sameach that has a theory. And it's actually a kind of, I would call it almost a philosophical Or Sameach. But the basics of it, let's see inside, is what Tali just gave us a hint at. Take a look inside. Evshar, he says, the Davka Iser Beheter Kemosham Batel. In that case, it's before Bittel, it's Netaravai. the tznuim are tzaddikim, they want to mevatel the iser and make it into heter. So iser into heter, maybe then it works. Like the Tosas Raya, avalo heter be iser kamokan. But Yerachanami, that Tosas is on the books, but says it's not applicable here because that was iser into heter or mevatel iser. But we're not mevatel heter to turn it into iser. The hanitosif who heter, because that which is growing anew in our case, the new gid hanoshe, is mutter, and therefore eino batel the iser. It won't become batel in the iser. And this yesod that just axiomatically we don't say heter becomes batel only iser says the Menachas Sinach, I'm not making that up. Whether I have a precedent for it, kimavur be prima godim, the prima godim in his psicha legos taroves, b'shem the sefer Menachas Kohen, the heter be iser eino batel. So, the rest of this paragraph to a large extent is a tangent or stuff that I don't want to get into. But Lamai said that's the answer of the Menachas Chinuch. The answer of the Menachas Chinuch based on this Prima Godim is that we don't, and Tali, is that we don't say Heter is Nisbatel Isser, only the opposite, Isser in his Batel Heter. Now before we see the next paragraph, where he has a chiddush upon his own chiddush, and then akasha. But before we digress that way, so I'll tell you the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach in Hilchos Macholos Asuros discusses this concept of iser to heter, heter to iser, and he has the following. At least this is how I understood it. I could probably hurry over this Or Sameach a little while longer, but I'll tell you what I think he means. He says bittul only has the capacity, almost, if you will, kishmo keinu, bittul can take away dinim. It can take away, it can be mevatel, it can take away a din. It can't add a din. And therefore, says Or Sameach, if something is usur, this it looks like meat. What's the difference? The answer is no. If you knew where it comes from, it has a status of trace. So bittul, in whatever the context is, it got mixed into my children's, whatever, that's a detail. But the point is that when you'll say bittul, what we're saying is, the din iser that this meat has, we take away that. If you take away the din iser, what are you left with? The mela is mutter. But if you have heter, in order to make it usr, you'd have to give it a din iser. The heter got mixed up. My little piece of cholent got mixed up with this guy's pork rinds. So even though would you say that my heter is batel to his iser? That would require me to say that I am adding the din iser to that meat. And bittul does not allow you to add or put on something or create something. It only allows you to take away something. Before, just process that. Anyone not understand that? Okay, now questions.
So he couches it in terms of adding as opposed to just saying very simple that bittul itself is a huge chiddush and it's a heter. That's what bittul is.
I don't think so, if I remember correctly.
Why don't you say it's very simple? The whole idea.
Who said it? Who said? Because who said that's true?
I have to go back.
You're going to make me go back 10 years to my Yoredeya years, but I don't remember who said the bittul such a chiddush that it can never.
Because like you explained a minute ago, that the iser is there. I mean, you got to tell them, the iser is there.
Well, again, I don't want. There's a million variations of bittul. Yolach balach, yavish biyavish. Is it just absorb blios? I mean, it's not every case is so blatant.
It's a chiddush to say that the iser loses its identity.
Okay, but why not? Whatever koach that exists, why not say it l'chumra? Why not? So he gives you, I think, the Menachas Chinuch explicitly, the way I've said it so far, he gives you maybe half of the story. I think you have to add one more thing. I think, by implication, I was actually thinking of emailing maybe even Rabbi Blau, who's here at the Shabbos, or maybe Meish Tarragon, or somebody who thinks in these terms. I'm curious if my idea, what I'm about to tell you, is correct. Just like Mamish, I thought of on my own this afternoon. But almost kind of philosophically, somewhere in between halacha and alumnus of philosophy, what I think the Or Sameach is really getting at is that iser is an unnatural or artificial state. So if I have something that's usr, how do I view changing that status? After all, let's say you take my whole Dor Samech Shtekel Torah. We take away, we don't add. I have a piece of treif meat sitting here. Why am I formulating it that I'm taking away the Isser? Maybe Bittel would mean I'm giving it Heter. I'm giving it a status of Heter.
And that makes a lot more sense.
You could have said that, right? You could have said that. But says Dor Samech, that's not pshat. So what I think he's getting at, he doesn't say it, this is me reading between the lines, is that Isser is an artificial state. So I can pull, it's like pulling the scab off, I can pull that away. Whereas, if I were to have something that's Heter, and I say Bittel will make it Isser, I'm not pulling, if you pull away Heter, the absence of Heter isn't Isser. It's nothing. To make something that was Heter, Usser, it's not pulling away, I have to add something to it.
The default of everything is Heter.
Or something neutral, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know, somewhere in between. We already entered the Twilight Zone half an hour ago. We're in a black hole.
With an animal, how can you say that? Because the default is Isser.
It's Muslim
Isser. Because it's we Abram and Akai. You can't just take the words out of Shavuot or anything. That's what I think. Your starting point.
You have to look at each thing. Because a fruit is sitting on a tree, if there's no Meister issue, it's default conditions. I can take it for it. It's mine.
So that's my point. I think the answer is, again, I hear what you're saying, and this is all but direct speculation, but what I think the answer is that the Or Samech would say, even so. So go back early in time. The Abram and Achai is Usher. Who said that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. Even that is artificial. And artificial not in fake. I mean, that's something...
It's imposed.
Maybe that's a better word. It's even, let's say it's imposed. The status of Isser is imposed, and therefore to change that, it means taking away something. As opposed to Heter is more natural, and therefore to change that, I would have to add something. That's what this was Or Samech says.
Heter, Bittel's not making that piece.
Well, that you're getting into.
It's not making that piece.
It's not your fault, because it's unavoidable, so
yeah.
I'm not upset that you're mentioning it, but I can't go where you're about to go because it's huge and it's probably a famous machlokas rishonim, it's ala lumdison, about how does Bittel work? Does Bittel transform it into Heter? Does it just mean we can ignore it? How does Bittel work? Yeah, I'll give you just as an example. The classic example is it's a machlokas rishonim, Rajba and Rosh. If you have three pieces of meat, two are Heter, one is Usser, and they all get confused. So midaraisa, lach palach, is Bittel, actually yavish b'yavish, is Bittel b'rov. Fine, it's Bittel. It's Bittel. Can I eat now all three at once?
You for sure know you're eating something wrong, you would think.
Ah! Satamach Lokas Rishonim. Some say, no, you only can eat Zeh or Zeh. Because then on each one, we can assume this is one of the rove. And others say, no. And throw it all in. Now, how do you understand that Shita that says Bevat Achas? Because he holds that Bittel transforms. The other Shita holds, no, each time, we have no choice, the Bittel is a Heter, which allows us to work with probabilities. The likelihood is one is Mutter, I can eat it. The likelihood is Mutter, I can eat it. But if I eat all three, I can't say the likelihood is Mutter. But likelihood is Mutter, because I know I'm eating something else. That's the much more modest approach. The more ambitious approach is to say, no, Mamish transforms it into Heter. You have to eat them one after the other. Even though in the end... Yeah, but each time, it's a snapshot in time. Each time I ate one, I could say, Azlina Basaruba, this one's coming from the Rove, this one's coming from the Rove, this one's coming from the Rove. I can't do that, I've ate them all at once. Even that's a Chiddush, and a Chanami. But it's a much more modest Chiddush. It's still more...
It's not really the same thing.
No.
It's the same.
No, because that's, again, it's three different times.
But the Rove is no longer there, you ate one.
Anyway, I don't want... We're off the topic.
Okay.
The point is, I'm just... It's worth studying. I'll tell you the Maramakum. Do I have it? Did I write it down? Ma'acholos Asuros Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud. If my notes are correct, that's the Or Samech. You'll take a look. Blinader, if I have a chance, I'll take a look more. And if I email any Talmid Chachamim and I get any more explanation, I'll be happy to share it with you at some point. But Lamaisa, that's, for whatever it's worth, as far as I know, that's what the Or Samech says. And that just gives a little bit more tam v'tavlin to this chiluk of the Or Sameach, of the Minchas Chinuch and the Prima God, and the Minchas Kohen Prima Godim. Yehem Ashiyei, Lamaisa, what the Minchas Chinuch has said, what we've seen so far is that even in Lil Yoni, as it's growing its little more and more and more gid, the extra gid does not become Bottle and therefore Usser, because we don't say that Bittel makes something Heter into Isser. Ad Kan, so far what we've seen. Skip to the next paragraph.
As it grows.
Exactly. Ah, but bottom of the page. In this God al hagirach akach, if Yoni really drinks his milk and he really eats his Cheerios and he really works and eats his broccoli and it becomes so big, till then it flips, it's upside down. And now all of a sudden, Rove, instead of being 1.5, it's 2.5. And therefore we know Rove is part that grew after it was born. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Ein Achinami, Imkein, Efshar Lomar, Ta'ikr, Batul B'Hagidol. What we had initially is Batul now to the new part, the Heter Hu Arov, Pavi Isr B'Heter, and therefore we should employ Rov, Ve'en Uchayav Kalal, Aft Achal Harbe. And therefore, even if he eats more than the 1.5 Kazesim, or whatever my little model here of inches.
I'm sure he's not eating the whole thing.
He doesn't say that. He does not say that. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but logically it should even be if he eats the whole thing. What he does say is that even if he eats enough that you know he's eating more, you know he's eating more. Again, this is like a 1 in a million halachic reality. So, Mamish, the doctors and the Rabbonim have been watching this animal since it was born. We know exactly how much Gidan Nusher was there when it was born, and that's also according to the Rambam. But we now know that he ate so much that he must have eaten some of that, because it's grown, it's got 1.5 inches since then, and he's eating 1.6. So the 0.1 has to have been from the Gid from beforehand. Says the Menchasin Chitzmutter.
He has to be saying aim for arrow.
He's still back to the bread. Okay, so says the Minchas Chinuch, it's going to be mutter. So now, once he says that chiddush, now he asks Akasha on himself. Top of the next column. Ach lefi, excuse me. Ach lefi svaras achronim, shehiz biru das ha-Mordechai. There's a Mordechai. The Mordechai may present a problem. What's the Mordechai? The following. The Mordechai is in Chulin, but he's going on a Gemara in Masechta Yevamos. Gabi Yavama Shiraka Kadam. I'd imagine that. I actually once saw a chalitza. It's I don't know if it was once. Maybe I'll go to another one, but it came out a once in a lifetime experience. There was a chalitza happening at the RCA Beis Din. Was it the year I was learning Gittin? Or Yavama? I might have been learning Yavamas, I mean, that year, coincidentally. It was a horrible coincidence. The year I learned Yavamas was the year of 9/11. So we were holding. And one of our Rosh HaKollel, Rabbi Willig, who ended up being very involved in the World Trade Center Agunas, and we were holding in Yevamos. What are the odds? It was very eerie almost. We were holding in those sugyas. It was only been a month. It was the beginning of the Zman. But we were learning that. I'm not sure if it was later that year or not. But Lamai said they had a chalitza at the Beis Din. And Rabbi Willig said, you know, we never know when the next time you'll see one is. Anyone want to come? And I was there. It was really a surreal experience. You have to have a lot of emunah in the Torah to like stomach it. It's really awkward. And the people who were there were not from, so I didn't know how they were dealing with it, because it's bizarre. Taking off a shoe, spitting at somebody, it's really, really awkward. Anyway, but that's what I...
Any conversation?
I just remember the spit. I just remember the spit.
There's a whole script that you gotta follow.
You know, and obviously, there's a whole procedure, but the Lamaisa, were they talking? Besides that, I don't remember anymore. I don't remember. Anyway, why do I mention this to you? Because I will never forget the spitting. Like, I spent the whole time thinking, are they going to spit now? Are they spitting now? I was going to my friends, are they spitting now? Did I miss a spit? It was like, well, anyway, we were far enough away. I wasn't one of the Dayanim that's right there. I was in the gallery. Anyway, Lamaisa, the Gemara asks the Suffolk, let's say when comes the spitting, you can only imagine the venom that's there, you know, you're not going to marry me. And instead of saliva, out comes blood. That's the suffix of the Gemara. It's a din d'oraisa. You have to spit. Do you have to spit saliva or spittle, whatever the term, technical term is, or is it okay with the blood? That's the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara says from a drasha that the dam is okay. And a Rashi on that Gemara, Rashi, again, this is, I had to look all this stuff up because you don't get this when you just quickly read the Minchas Chinuch. But if you take a look at that Gemara Yevamos and Rashi says, you know why? Because even though it may look like blood, but you have blood coming out of your mouth, there's got to be, right? We've got a doctor here. There's got to be some saliva that's mixed in. And therefore, the Gemara Darsh, Rashi says that the essence of the Gemara's drasha was, in the essence, what's the mitzvah, what's the matir? It's the roke, it's the saliva. The fact that it's a miyat, a rove of dam, is not a problem. The pasuk didn't say it can only be saliva. It's some saliva with more blood. That's the Gemara. So that's the background. So it comes along the Mordechai, and the Mordechai said about this case, Gabi Yavama Shraka Kadam, the Eino Batel. Now you might have asked, maybe we should say a Chumrah. maybe the saliva is batel to the blood. It's only a mamish, a fraction of saliva in this big thing of blood. Maybe the little saliva should be batel to the blood, and it shouldn't be good. That's the Mordechai's kasha. The Mordechai in the end of Chulin, Paragud and Chulin, asked the Shaila, why do we seem to assume that it's okay, that it counts as chalitza? Maybe the saliva should be bottled in the blood. And the Mordechai gives, I think, two answers. And the second of the answer of the Mordechai was, Mishum t'tchilas bi'oso li'olam al-yidei ta'aroves in koach beheter levatel. Namely, that ta'aroves only, excuse me, that bittel only happens when you have two things that were separate. Then they went on a date. One was a dominant personality, and it's mevatel the other one. But two things that from the beginning of their existence were betaroves, it's a din that paradoxical almost. Ironic, it can't be batel. You needed to have first have an independent identity, and then they come together, then one can be mevatel the other. But if they... this spit in blood came to the world, by which we mean it exited this guy, the girl's mouth, b'sha'achas. So the whole existence of the blood and spit was the taroves. When you have a taroves from the beginning of its existence, you can't have bittul. Therefore, mamela, no matter how much more blood and saliva there is, we can assume that there's enough saliva, and you have your chalitza. That's the Mordechai. Ad kan the Mordechai. With whatever explanation. And therefore, he says, skip down, 5, 6, 7 lines down, aval in the middle of the line, aval im ha-heter lo amot shum pam, he's reviewing this point, im ha-heter lo amot shum pam b'fnei atzmo, in our case, the saliva, it never existed for a moment without, outside of its taroves, u-ba-ay-dei taroves ki ha-ed ha-mordechai, and like this Mordechai case, it presents itself as always having been a taroves, it's not choshev enough. That's, again, this is part of a whole lomdus in Bittel and Davar Sheish Lomatirin, the way the Ran understands, in Beitza he's miramis to that. The idea that Bittel, almost ironically, but Bittel requires, if you will, two independent things, because if it has to have enough strength, enough independence, that it can mevatel something. If the whole time it was all, or the whole time everything was in Taroves, so then, in whatever percentages, maybe one's a dominant, one's a minority, but in whatever percentages, if they always coexisted, then mela, they're always going to coexist. Only things which were independent, so then the one that's anyway stronger or bigger, having been an independent, when it comes together, can dominate the other one. But from the tchila, they were always together, then you can't have a bittel. And therefore, in light of all this, he says, in kain kan, now back to get an usha. The hatosefes shall gid have a heter habobita aroves. The new gid that's growing on Yoni as he gets bigger and bigger and eats his broccoli. A little animal gets bigger and bigger. Have a heter habobita aroves. The whole time, if I look at it, it's one gid. It's not like there's two gidin that I mix them together. It's one big gid. Va'isr omad bifnei atzmo. The iser existed independently beforehand. But every moment that the heter is growing from this red line onward and onward and onward, every minute that the heter existed, it existed in the context of a ta'aroves. It never existed independently, because it was always building on the iser which predated it. And therefore, he says, vadai, as a result, ain't a heter, but vatal as iser. No matter how much, it's 2.5, 3.5, doesn't matter how big this thing grows. And how much big more heter there is in Isser, the heter is always weak. The heter was never independent, and therefore, even though it's a super rove, it's not strong enough to overpower the Isser. Vadi ein a heter mevatel es a Isser. The ma im beva ushneim ke echer al yadei ta'aroves ein a mevatel, just like as we saw from the Mordechai, the blood and the saliva come together, but ta'aroves. And we say, since neither one of them was ever independent, the heter is not enough to overpower the iser, or vice versa. Mikol shekain, here, all the more so. Heichid ha-iser amar bifnei atzmo. Right, the first, I don't know if it's the day after it's born it starts growing or not, but lamaisa, at the moment it was born, there was a snapshot in time where there was only iser. And in such a case, the yofa kocho, that gives it a chashivas, it's strong, haheter ba'ay de taroves. And the heter, every minute it's growing, it was always growing in a taroves. Ba'adan mavatul isra v'dok. In other words, and this is what he concludes, the Menachas Lenach in essence is asking on, or you could say retracting his own chiddush. The chiddush, I'm sorry, the Didi was mechaven to at the bottom of the page, he now rejects. Because his chiddush originally, as Didi had said, was, if you'll grow more than this, this should be mevatel that, and it should be mutter. That's what he said on the bottom of the column. But now he says no. Now he says I have to retract that. Because that would only have been true if the heter grew independently. But since this heter was always growing, by definition, but taroves with the iser, therefore, no matter how big it is, it's fundamentally weak, and therefore can never overpower this. So you get back to the original thing he started with. The original thing that creates you placey was that he said you're not going to be necessarily, unless you know for sure that you had a kezais of this, you're not going to get malchus. But what he wanted to say, which was that if you grow this much, maybe even if it should be mutter, so that he retracts. So a little bit of the chiddush, which was the end of the first paragraph we started with, that he keeps. The chiddush that we saw at the end of last week's shir, which we reviewed,
so
that he keeps. He says what he said. No, if you know, the only thing that he says now is that it's mutter to eat. It is mutter to eat. And that was his chiddush, that even according to the Rambam, anything that grows after it's born is mutter. Unless you know, and I don't know how you could ever know, unless you know that you ate a kezayis of iser. That was the chiddush at the end of the paragraph over here.
If you ate a little bit of the
for sure, mutter.
Part,
again, what do you call it?
Well,
you're
saying it's not mevatel. Like the spit in the blood.
It's not a question of vitel. It's a question of this is mutter and this is usser. That's exactly what he ends up saying.
So,
they coexist. So if I eat it.
So they coexist, that means the iser never falls off.
But as long as I don't know that I ate a kezayis of iser, I didn't do an aveira. And chanami, the iser didn't fall off.
No, but you know, because you, let's say hypothetically, you knew that it grew, like we said in the
and you eat more than it, and you ate more than it grew.
I'm saying, before we said that, if you eat a kezayis, even if you
had a little. Let me rephrase. Yes, according to the Menachas Chinuch, if it was born with, we'll call it 1 inch, and let's say 1 inch is equals a kezayis, let's call it a kezayis, and it grew a tenth of a kezayis. Or let's say I take it back. Let's say this was two kezayis. If it's half a kezayis, then you can never be over. The point of the Menachas Chinuch is if you know that you ate a kezayis of the iser, so what I would say is if Yoni didn't eat his broccoli and didn't drink his milk and therefore didn't grow to be a big boy, he was just a little boy and only this much, and let's call this 1.5 kezayisim, and this is 0.2, and let's say you ate a full and you ate 1.3. Now, I know if I eat 1.3, that 1.1 of that was usher. So then the Menachas Chinuch would get out of the whip and you get malchus. But only in that case. If you ate 0.7, or for that matter, I'll give you a better thing. You ate a kezayis. But I can't know for sure if my kezayis was from the 1.5 exclusively, or maybe it was 0.8 of iser, but 0.2 of heter. And since I don't know that for sure, says that chiddush, with the Menachas Chinuch said at the end of the paragraph with the bracket and hey, that he keeps from askana. Because this is not about bittul. This is about the fact that you can have two things coexisting. Again, we're in the twilight zone here. This is not irrational in any way you would have anticipated. But this is the twilight zone. You can have an animal, a ben takua, our friend Yoni, who was born when his mother was shechted, survived. It's a story, a TV movie in its own right. And now, the Rambam Shita, we could have held like other Rishonim, but we're going to pass like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that even though there's a special heter called Ben Pakua, it doesn't need Shita, but other halachos like Gid Anasha apply, and this Gid Anasha is Asr. Fine. But now, Yoni grew up, and he's, even if he didn't grow as big as we would want him to, but he's a nice young man, and he grew more Gid. So the Chiddush of the crazy Huplesi, which Rav Menachas Chinuch accepted, was anything that grows, that's the red line here, anything that grows after the birth is mutter. Now that's a huge chiddush in its own right, but that's what the crazy place here in the Menachas Chinuch accept. That was A. The rest of our shir has been a B and a C. The B was l'chumra. Maybe we should say that every little bit, 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, that it's growing, every little bit gets cut, nipped in the bud, because it's bustled to the 1.5. So that was the whole bottom paragraph over here. And in the end, the Minchas Chinuch explained, and Tali was mechaven to the idea, and I tried to give you a little bit of an extra from the Or Sameach, that you never turn Heter into Isser, you only can use Bittul to turn Isser into Heter. Good. That was B. Now, the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say Didi's Chiddush, which was C, which is maybe going the other direction, not 1.2, 2.2. And maybe that should be about the list, and it should all be Mutter. And now, based on the Mordechai, he rejects that either. So in the end, we're not going to use Bittul in either direction. Bittul's not going to be L'chumra, Bittul won't be L'kula. Each for its own reason, that's the upshot of tonight's shir, Bittul won't apply. You're left with his Chiddush, based on the Kreis Yuplesi, so we could have this twilight zone, where until here is Usser, and until here is Mutter. Now if you ask me, Halacha L'maisa, again, he doesn't say this directly, but to me it seems obvious, if you ask me, so Rabbi, am I allowed to eat it? L'chumra, you say, Safak Yerayis L'chumra. Because how could you eat it? Because maybe you'll be eating, and that's only for Malkus, let alone just in Isra Allah Balma. But even out to Malkus, I would say Lachoris and Isidarai, so you have to be suffering Lachumra. But Lamaisa, the Shaila is not if you ask Lachachil, the Shaila is if you did it. Would you get Malkus? So the Menachas Chinuch, after all, I ate a Kazayas. The Menachas Chinuch says, no, you're not going to get a Kazayas. You're not going to get Malkus unless I know that within the Kazayas you ate, it was all from the first part of the one that was born.
How does the case with the apples work now?
Which apples?
The one with the
snooing. Yeah, what? So what do you mean?
Because they're also literally that's right, but it's Osir.
No, there it was Osir. They turned it into Heter.
But it's growing every little piece. They're not separate items. It's also the same thing. It's also dolls together, aren't they?
No, I was talking. He was talking about each one as it grows. Each one as it grows.
The case here, when they grow now, right? They're not separate pieces. They're all growing.
Again, let's just review. It's complicated. I could get confused, and I don't want anyone else to either. The tznuim were quoted in the context of here on this paragraph. The tznuim were quoted where we saw from Tosfos that you could have something which was heter. What was the heter there? That the tznuim were poded, they were machal and alamos. Yes, but then they were, now it's mutter. Now it's mutter. Because I was poded. That's halacha. I'm allowed to pose it. It's mutter. Now, because I was poded. Now it grows a little bit. The shaila is, do we say...
That growing is not separate.
What are you talking about separate? What is that?
We just said that when they're tarubas, when you can't, when they find... Vayim shenem ke'echad, either Trubus and Mevatel.
Does that relate to this? Well, first of all, I would say Lav Dafka, this Mordechai is going to be Machriya the Tosus. But let me just think what you mean. Tosus says, one second, let me think. Hagadila Machakach Batlu Min, on a Daraisa level at least, he says that every little bit that grows will be Batel to the part you already made Heter. And your shail is, does that go against what we said over here? And the answer is, I'm not sure. Maybe it does. I'm not sure.
It's along this line, the whole application of the Mordechai to the Knesset Chinuch is difficult to hear. I mean, because it's a different kind of issue. It's not Dam and Rogue that are Tarus and Chibos. So these are two distinct parts. They happen to be connected, and you can apply Bizzle to it. But to say that just like in the case of Dam the Rogue, it's not a Bible, and it's not a Bible here, that's...
Okay. So Tali wants to defend Didi. That's good. Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying. I'll try to think more about your question. I'm not sure. I have to think about that more. So you asked about the Mordechai versus Tosfos. I have to think about that more. All right. Yashar Koyach.